Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. I'm glad you're on here, since I'm not officially logged on yet, explaining that I have one new computer, crack screen, getting a new one because of the fact that my other HP computer that I just bought. I usually sign in Blog Talk with Facebook. Now it says doesn't allow for the Facebook sign up. I don't know what my code is to get in here. It's in my Mac. I put in the Mac, but the Mac won't let me on. So go figure. Three computers sitting here, and, you know, thank God for the telephone, because that's how we got in. You know, it's been one of those days, you know, like, oh my God. And, you know, who knows? But, you know, I don't know why they always let you sign into Facebook, and now through Facebook, and now they said this doesn't support the app, which is so weird. So weird. Do you usually just sign on, you know, with your, like, passcode and everything?
Yeah, I just you know, type in the username and passcode, like, normally, and then it let me on no problem today.
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't used the passcode in so much. You think I can remember what it is now? I haven't logged in that way in, like, 7 years. I don't remember what it is. You know,
I'll resend you the credentials in case of emergency.
Okay, because, you know, what can I tell you? I don't know what I'm doing right at this moment. Thank God you're in this at the wheel here, because what a disaster that would be otherwise. So, do we have a lot of callers tonight? Because I can't see anything.
We do have a lot of callers. Not a whole lot of people have pressed the number one, though, so I'm going to take this opportunity right now to remind all of our lovely callers that if you would like to speak to myself or Cindy this evening, please press the number one so that I know to pull you into our little chat room so that you can get screened. So, but we do have one person that pressed number one, you know, and we could definitely jump right into their call. And then hopefully once they start getting things going, we can get a couple more people to press that lovely number for us.
Okay.
Now, has anybody reached out to you, Cindy, and asked to be on tonight? Is there any number that I should be
calling? No one has. No one has at all.
Oh, look at this. Uh-oh. I think our listeners are going to be hearing you and I talk a lot tonight if nobody presses the number one.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. All right. So I will be going out to the first person that pressed the number one, just so that you know that we are addressing you. The last four digits of your phone number are 6950. And let's see who's waiting for us there. Hello, 6950.
Hey.
You are on the air.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Cindy. It's Andrew. How's it going?
Hi, Andrew. It's so good to hear Andrew today when everything's all screwed up here. I'm glad it's not someone who's totally going to ask me a hard question right now.
I have no really hard question. I'm saying Happy New Year. See what's going on. I know I let you know that I moved. I signed the lease to. I was looking at offices, so I signed the lease for a new spot. So that I ended up making that move. So I feel good about that.
You did. You signed it. And what town is it in?
Bohemia.
Wow, great. So you made a move. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it was, I think it's a good move. With the goal of trying to be able to buy my own office building, maybe in 2 years or 3 years. That's what I set for myself. So for the goal. So we'll see what happens. I gotta work on that a little bit first, but hopefully in a month or two that'll be taken care of too. So.
Wow. And so how has this year been to you? Like any lessons learned from 2020?
I feel really good about 2021. I actually I'm looking at 2022, to be honest. Like I know I did so much work in 2020. I took in the knowledge from just the way I've maybe sold an account or two. And I have actually, I sold two e-commerce solutions, I think, a week or two ago that I'm working on. And so, yeah, I think, this year there's maybe a potential for another one or two so far. So I feel really good with where I'm going,
Wow, perfect. And and what are your goals for this year? Anything specific you want to share with us that you would hope to get out of 2021?
The one New Year's resolution I made was to do an activity every day. So if I don't run or bike, I want to walk at least a mile minimum a day for every day of the year. So that's my New Year's resolution.
Well, that's a good one then, for sure. And anything else, would you like love in the horizon? Because I'm just shuffling up and your grandpa's coming to say, Andrew, how about, do you have time for love this year?
Yeah, I definitely have time. I don't see myself doing any races or anything that's going to totally consume every waking hour besides work and all that stuff. So, definitely looking, I'm always looking, when it finds me, and I just kind of let it happen. So,
wow.
Okay, so if you can pull a card, go for it.
Because I just pulled cards, and it's showing soulmate coming. So, yeah. And, are you ready for it if it comes? Because, Grandpa said it's ready. You have to make room for it,
Yeah, no, I'd be all in. I could definitely handle it. I don't feel it'd be an issue of handling it, but, I think I've been ready for a while, so. But I know everything probably has to line up. So
all your ducks will have to be in a row. But
yep.
It looks very good here. And something that was channeled to me this year is take off any physical traits of a person you might have on your soulmate list. And
what's that?
Just take any physical things you might have written down about a person.
Yep.
And stick with just the soul things and the things we can't see, the invisible things like kindness and, hardworking and things like that, okay? Switch your list a little bit.
I have one or two on there, so I know I definitely probably have one or two of those on there, so, all right.
Okay, and you don't remember if there's any physical things on there too much?
No, I know there's some. Obviously I want to date someone with a beautiful smile, athletic and stuff like that, but, I don't think I'm not specific on hair color or eye color or, stuff like that.
Okay, good. And just expect it to happen. Jillian just came into the room. I'm just hoping she's not going to glitch up things worse than they're glitched up over here, because she likes to be trouble. But Jillian, those listeners who don't always listen to our show, is a girl that died in a car crash a few years back, and she likes to make trouble, but she really likes Andrew for some reason. She's taken quite a liking to him. So,
Yeah, I think me and her are going on 3 years.
Yeah, no. She keeps saying if she was on Earth, she'd be your girl. And I have to laugh because, she's trying to be fun for sure. And, but there's nothing bad in your cards. There's a lot of good things showing up here. So, thank God I finally got to log on because, miracle happens when Andrew gets on. Some miracles happen. I was sitting here in total panic mode, You know, there's nothing worse than three computers and you can't get on something, you know. It's like, really? You know, but Andrew, do you have anything to say to your grandpa, by the way?
I love him to death, like, you know, between him and, you know, I feel, you know, I know when I go for reading sometimes I only think about him and I forget about Jillian and Jackie, and like I kind of get sidetracked answering questions, but I don't talk, but I'm really, you know, grateful for all my experiences I've had with my grandfather. Like, they teach me lessons to this day, and, you know, I still have that connection that, you know, very few have. So I feel fortunate. I have one of his violets that I've had for, like, since he passed, which is like 17 years ago, and it's finally like dying. But I did cuttings because I was like waiting for it to get strong enough. But so hopefully I could pull through one of those cuttings and keep that plant living.
Wow, so. But that's amazing that you've had it so long.
Yeah, it is.
Amazing. So. And well, Grandpa said he'll help you with that, you know, if you want. I'm glad that you went forward and got to yourself, you know, a new place, and that was good. So, you know, what I saw in your cards is money looks good in this upcoming year. Make room for love. And focus on, your grandpa's going to focus on the issues you have with, you know, your dad and, you know, moving forward with that part of the business. So,
yeah.
You know, leave it to your grandpa, okay? He's got your back.
I'm working on it. I know my... You know, my dad's driving my mom nuts, you know, about moving and stuff, and, you know, but, you know, it's not my, you know, I've said myself, so I said whatever I had to say for them, but, you know, let them do what they got to do, so.
Yeah, I know.
And my mom knows what she needs to do because she talked to you, so I think she.
Oh, yeah, I love your mom. I love your dad, too, by the way.
I know.
They're great people.
But they're good people. Good heart.
Couples have been, it hasn't been easy for couples during COVID, but by the way, for a lot of people. It's a lot of strain, and, you know, you've been in a foxhole with people all the time is not easy. And, as a relationship coach, I've been getting a lot of couples, you know, that seem like they're falling apart. And the first question I ask them is, have you killed each other yet during COVID? Then you're doing good, you know?
Yep. No, I mean, everyone, listen, you know, I love both my parents dearly. You know, I work with my dad. My dad is a resemblance of my grandfather. So it's just like, you know, we're trying to just move dad, and he keeps saying about retirement. We're just trying to move him along. Yeah, that's all. But I love both my parents. I'm very blessed, you know, for what I have. So I'm definitely grateful for it. And I hope they're around for another 20 years to see me grow up and have grandchildren have the experience that I have with grandpa. That's what I hope for them, you know.
Well, that's why grandpa says we got to move this along. Your soulmate and baby's ready. Because, like, what do you know, like, grandpa goes, let's get this going here.
Otherwise, I'm like, I'm starting to get older. I'm starting to get to that point where I don't know, you know, I want to, I know life's easier without him because it's a big sacrifice, you know, to have him. But, you know, like, man, maybe it's just easier. It's not. But, you know, whatever comes my way, comes my way. So I'll do, you know, when I find the right person, I'll know which way I'm going, you know.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit of story with us today and for coming online and working your magic so that my computer finally did what it was supposed to do. And, all's good in the world again.
Yep. Glad to help. So, all right.
Thank you for everything, Andrew. Bye.
No problem. Bye.
Okay, Nicole. So we've got, that was so nice to hear from Andrew. It's always nice to hear from our regular listeners this time of year and also just to connect. I think it's really nice that we have this connection with people. Really, really good. And so I think we have Jean Steele wants to talk now. Is Nicole still in the chat room? Because I don't hear her. So, okay, let me see if I can pick up Jean. Hi, Jean. You're live and on the air.
Hi, how are you guys? Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to hear from you. How are you? Are you over your COVID now?
Yeah. I had such a mild case.
Thank goodness. Thank God.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was that or because I had the strep and bronchitis, and they had given me heavy-duty antibiotics. So that's what brought me to the doctors was the strep and bronchitis. I didn't think I had COVID. I wasn't near anybody. You know, I work in an office by myself. I do curbside pickup food, and I live by myself.
That's kind of what they say, though, is, you know, people that are just pretty isolated or catch it just as much as anybody else, which is weird. But thank God you didn't get it bad. That's the most important thing. And
daughter got her second vaccination Tuesday. So she's been vaccinated fully.
Wow.
So I feel better.
Okay, good. And how was she with the vaccine? Nothing bad? Everything was good?
No, yesterday she was in bed all day. She felt like she got run over by a truck for like 10 hours. But she knew it because four of her friends had the same reaction. No fever or anything. You just want to sleep.
Wow.
And four out of six of her friends had the same thing. So she was expecting it.
Okay, and good. That's something for people to know that, you know, don't plan on anything big and heavy to do the day you get this thing. Okay.
She took days off. She took her block off. So,
wow.
You know.
Okay,
so
good.
When I talked to her, she was fine. She started school, so.
Wow. Amazing. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And how about you? Did you have any resolutions for this year? Because, you know, we're trying to hear what people are striving for in this year.
I have almost, one of them is the same as Andrew's. I've been walking every day.
Wow.
But mine's not a mile. Mine is, I go by parking spaces. For a week, I do like 12 parking spaces, and now I'm up to like 20. Because I do
good.
It in the Christmas tree parking lot at lunchtime.
Wow. Well, good, because, you know, it's very good to do, like, a little bit of exercising and walking, and it's all good. So I'm glad to hear that. And, by the way, your mom and dad are both coming through to say Happy New Year and talk to us.
What's going on with my son?
Okay, now. Going on in terms of his relationship or his job or his relationship to you?
Both. Well, his job, he's out for 12 weeks. He tore his meniscus in half.
Wow.
In karate class. So
and,
he's done for 12 weeks.
what I see, you know, is he not talking to you as much as usual?
No, he's not talking to anybody as much as usual, right?
That's what I see. I see a little bit quiet. He's keeping to himself. It's not really about you or anyone. It's more about what's going on in him right now.
Yeah, I figured that.
And it will pass. Give him, like, a little space, you know,
He just postponed his wedding.
And I think it's probably a good idea.
So 2022.
Yep, because, you know, that's the roaring 20s. That's when the world's supposed to open up. You know, trying to have a wedding before then, I think it's really stressful because, first of all, I just don't know if they're going to have the catering hall, and you don't want to lose a lot of money.
Well, no. He was going to do backyard wedding anyway, but he wanted more than his sister had, so he wasn't willing to compromise with anybody.
Okay. You know, he just wants a bigger wedding in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That's good. You might as well get what you want,
right?
And you know, and just know that with him, it doesn't look like anything bad. It just looks like, you know, he's going through one of those times where he's just kind of inward a little bit, and don't take it personally.
Yeah. What about the queen?
The
and
queen,
her, Michelle, with her father.
Okay. Well,
what do my mother and father have to say about that?
Well, is she finally getting her eyes open about him all the way?
Okay, she hasn't talked to him since December 24th when he hurt her.
Uh-huh. And I think that's probably for the best because,
totally.
You know, I got the tower card on it. Boy, she's throwing him out here. Okay. And, you know, he needed that a little bit. He needs to get with the program. And he owes her an apology. And, I mean, I don't know if she even wants to let him back in because...
She's not going to for a long time.
He's going to hurt her again. So your mom and your dad are not a big, huge fan of him to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Never were, but more so now.
No.
Like, you know, teach her what we teach on this show. You know, you honor a good father, not all... You know, some people are unfixables and manipulative, judgmental, not accountable. And sometimes we have to cut them out of our life permanently or temporarily to give us sanity. Okay.
Yeah,
and
we had to go to my mother-in-law, his mother's wake, and Michelle's like, be my bodyguard. To me, her husband, and my son. She did not say one word to him. Didn't even look at him.
Yes, and I will tell you this. I don't know if he's ever going to make the proper amends to her, but I'm glad that she's cut him out a little bit. You know,
yeah.
2020, no time, December 24th, she cut him out. 2020 was the year of clear vision, cutting out toxic relationships. Lots of people did it December 31st, December 25th, you know, toward the end of 2020. Did your ex talk to you about her at all? Did he speak to you?
He spoke
Michelle?
To me after his mother's, after Christmas, he called me, and I'm like, what? Look at the number. I said, what are you calling me for? Because already the day it happened, of all the mean things he did to my daughter, my son called him and said, you have lost the next 1,000 most important events in your daughter's life. Do you understand that, Dad, what you did?
Wow.
And Bobby hasn't seen him either, but he hasn't seen him since. We all saw them for the wake, but that was it. He called me, and I answered, and I said, you know, what's up? He goes, well, you know, I wanted to talk to Michelle. I said, what did Michelle say? He goes, she said she wasn't coming Christmas Eve. End of discussion. I said, well, you should have taken the end of discussion because that's how it is with me too. I said, you hurt your child. You hurt my child, our child. I'm done.
Oh, boy. Now, it just seems like I'm not surprised, in all honesty, to hear this because really 2020 is when God's had enough of everything, you know, with people. So that's something, you know, you need to just kind of don't get involved with it. I think that's part of why your son's reticent right now, too, because I think he's a little caught in the middle here somewhat. But, you know, just don't talk to your ex anymore and you know,
no.
Things will tone down. Does your son kind of side with his dad ever on things?
No. He usually sides with his dad. This time he is not at all.
Good. But you know, he's feels a little caught in the middle here, and he's also, you know, he's going through some deep thinking about his father and the situation, and I think he's not wanting to share a lot of that, just dealing with himself, you know, and yeah, really.
Well, none of them like him, his living situation. They don't like his wife, either of them. And even at the wake and even at the wedding, you know, I say hello to the lady. She walks out of the room, doesn't acknowledge anything, just looks at you and turns away. Even at the wake. And I said,
wow.
You know, my future daughter-in-law was sitting with her when I walked in the door. And I walked in. I said, hi, Christy. I said, hi, Rose. She got up off the couch and walked away. Christy was like, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. But, you know, this is perfect timing. I can't stress to you enough that the universe wanted any of these relationships to come to a head, kind of enough is enough. And, you know, I hope you're feeling like enough is enough with things. Are you feeling like that too?
I'm done. Enough is enough. I don't, you know, I stay to myself a lot. You know that. But at this point, I'm getting my craft shows ready. I'm doing, like right now, I'm working from home at night, making extra hours. I don't want money because I don't want to get killed with taxes. So I said I'm doing comp time because I'd rather have an extra week's vacation than, you know. right, an extra week's pay because I get killed. In fact, everything's enough of enough. I just want to be able, like everybody else with COVID, I want to be able to go outside and go to a restaurant and go here and see my kids regularly and stuff like that. And, you know, we do it very limited.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all my friends, too. I saw Jackie last night for the first time since before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I didn't want to see her because she was back and forth to Florida twice.
Wow. I know. And yeah, it's nice. Everybody's getting a little bit antsy right now. I mean, it's getting to people. And I think it's also the days are short and it's cold and we're in the middle of winter.
Mm.
It wasn't so bad in the spring and summer. Like, remember, it started in March, so the weather was getting warm. The days were getting longer. You know, it's been very hard for a lot of people right now. It's probably the worst it's going to be. Like, we just need to get to a little warm weather and, you know, a little bit of calmness. But, yeah, people are starting to feel the isolation. They're starting to feel it, you know.
Yeah.
And if people are the little things that people used to do, they miss being able to do them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So what do you see in the spring and whatever for me?
Well, it just looks like the spring looks good for you. And, you know, are you connecting with people still on Facebook or something to connect?
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing anything?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep.
Because, you know, I know you want a soulmate too, and that's,
yep,
you know, probably been a little delayed because of COVID, but it's not derailed. It will happen. But just keep your contacts, you know, as much as you can. You know, thank God for social media and everything. People made fun of it, but really I think that's helped people a lot during all of this. You know,
it helped everybody in the nursing homes. It helped everybody, you know. That was one thing with my mother-in-law that passed away. They were very upset because no one had seen her since March physically.
Right, exactly.
They've only Zoomed with her for that many months.
Wow.
So.
And I know, and that's so hard. I think it's really hard, people under 40 and over 70, very hard.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just the rest of people seem to be a little bit better, but it's really hard. And so, you know, just keep your connections, call people, you know, call into the show, listen to the show, and all this helps make us feel a little bit more connected. And
yeah,
there's nothing bad in your cards, actually.
Okay.
You know, it looks very good for you. Your health looks good here, too, now. I'm so glad you got
through
COVID.
The first day of COVID lockdown was my surgery, my gallbladder surgery.
I know, boy. You know, I was so glad when I wrote you and said your COVID's good. I was like, oh, thank God. You know, thank God.
Yep.
You know, you love hearing that someone's okay. You know,
yeah,
and you know that it didn't, you know, it wasn't too bad for you. And that makes people hopeful too. If they happen to catch it, not everybody gets it so bad. Not that we should be tempting the gods on this, but if it happens,
no.
And again, you didn't do anything, you know, that you even knew how you caught it. You know,
no.
They couldn't even trace it with the tracers, right? Because you didn't really do anything.
No. No. And they said, you know, 72 hours before I was at NESCO in a computer class by myself in my office, and I brought my lunch. And then I came home, and I was home all weekend because it was not nice out. And I was crocheting and doing everything. And then Monday, I went to the computer class again, and I didn't feel good at lunchtime. I said, I'm going to go home and take a nap later at 4. I'm not going to work overtime. And when I got up at 7 o'clock at night, I went to Northwell, and it came back positive.
Wow. Shocking, too. Like, very, very shocking.
Yeah. And Holly did it. Holly did the test.
She did?
Yeah, that's where she works.
Oh, wow. I'm glad that you got, you know, found out about it and again stayed home and isolated and found out quickly. Well, I think that's what's saving people, actually, because so many times when people are supposed to land here for a reading, they get the test the day before and they have COVID. I think we're smart. Just be smart. If you have any kind of symptoms that seem like COVID, get tested, you know.
Oh, yeah,
you know, just to keep it from spreading. It works. You know, all of this is, you know, helping a lot. But I, you know, I think it's getting to everybody, actually. It's getting to people.
It is.
I hear it in people's voices. I hear it you know, just from even TJ, because TJ's, you know, he's a person who likes to be out and about. He likes to do things. He, you know, he liked to go places.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. It's hard for people who are extroverted. You know, I have a very extroverted side, but I'm also very introverted, so it doesn't really bother me as much as it bothers other people. But, you know, it you know, I could see, you know, you get antsy. You want to go to a play. You want to go to a movie. You want to go to theater. You want to see your friends. You know, you
want
to.
Okay. I want to go out once a month to see my friends for dinner or whatever, and I'm like, you know, they're like, no. And there's like, now it's cold. You can't do an outside or whatever. So I'm like you in a way. I can find things to do in, but at this point, I've done enough.
Right, of course. I mean, even, and that's why, you know, hopefully with the vaccines, you know, people getting them, and some of this will be better. Unfortunately, in New York, even if you want a vaccine, you can't get it right now, which is terrible for people who want it. And
my son's girlfriend was scheduled today, and she went to get it, but she works for the sheriff now, the Suffolk County Sheriff.
Yeah.
And there were too many corrections officers that were not were tested, so they took her off the list and put a corrections officer on the list.
So she couldn't get it?
Nope. They wouldn't give it to her today. They told her, you'll be in the next round.
Well, I know when I was riding through Jones Beach the other day, it looked like a lot of people were hoping they could get, you know, vaccine, and they were just turning people away, you know, telling them to go home. So let's just hope we get the vaccine here for New York for the people that want it. And, you know, you at least have some immunity for a while. So you got
that. Yeah, that's but I'm not even pushing it or anything because, like my boss says, doesn't your daughter have an in? Can't you get it? I said, I don't need it for 4 months minimum.
Right. And then because they think, you know, they don't know how long this vaccine lasts. It's not, they don't know too much about the virus, maybe be able to get a shot all the time. So you might as well don't get it now while you have immunity. That's stupid.
That's stupid.
You know?
And in 4 months, I'll have my immunity tested again. And if it's high, I'll wait another couple months.
Right, because who knows? If you have immunity for it, who knows what the shot works or does anything? It could be a waste.
Right. My daughter was just always so scared of bringing it home to someone than anything.
Of course.
She was sick of it every day.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm so glad that she got it, and
now,
you know, and that you're good because, you know, when I was emailing you how you are, when you said you were fine, I was like, oh, thank God.
Thank you.
You know, thank God.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to hear. My gene's okay.
Well, she started her master's today classes. She's going for her master's degree.
She's so smart. So see, she's getting her master's. Things are good. You're a good mother. You made some great kids.
Thank you. Well, enjoy yourself.
Okay, you too. And thank you for letting us know how you are, because this is our beginning of the year shows, and we love to hear from our regular listeners. And
I love
that you're sharing that you had COVID. It wasn't so bad. Now, I'm not telling people that it's not bad, but thank God for you.
No,
it wasn't bad.
It could, you know. I would say out of the first five days I was home, on the third day, I didn't get out of bed. I just didn't want to do anything. I don't know if it was emotional or physical or whatever. But then I said to myself, Gene, you're an idiot. Get your act together. And then I was fine the rest of the 2 weeks.
Wow. I'm so glad that you're okay. And thanks for sharing that with
us.
Well, good luck to you and calling again.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so we have Nicole Dionysus. I love that name.
I love that name, too. That is like my favorite Greek god ever.
I know. And actually, it's one of my favorite Hermann Hesse stories, novels, Dionysus. So anyway, okay, so what's the story?
Yeah, well, Dionysus, first of all, is a first-time caller, Cindy, and I forgot to ask him where he's from. But I think he's in the 512 area code, so I think that's like I've got a couple of franchisees down in Texas, and I believe they begin with 512. So he might be in Texas. Who knows? I'll let him tell us. But basically, recently he was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, and as a result, his partner has left him. So Dionysus would just like to know, Cindy, what do the cards say for him in 2021? But more importantly, as the romance whisperer, is there any kind of tips or is there anything that you can tap into to help him communicate better so that he can be better in his next relationship and so that his next relationship will most definitely be better with him? So let's go and hear from Dionysus. Hello, Dionysus. You are on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Dionysus. Now, it's funny because a label scared her off. You were, you know, you were who you were, but now you have a label. So now she, you know, your partner runs. Okay.
To clarify, just to be fair to her, you know, it wasn't the label more so than it was the severity of the symptom, just to be fair.
Okay. And now that you have a label, is it liberating for you to understand that you understand that you have something that needs addressing? Because, you know, it's when people have a disability of any sort, like I'm partially colorblind, until it was recognized, it was hard for me because I just thought I was stupid. Like, why don't I know colors? You know, like, what's the matter with me? Learning that I had that helped me, you know, deal with it. Are you finding that it's helping you deal with this as well?
What I often say is that, you know, finding out that this, quote unquote, meaning autism, this is what it's been, or this is what it was that caused the difficulties and challenges that I've experienced throughout the entirety of my whole life up until 30 years old, which is my current age. It is amazingly liberating. It's like, oh, okay, that's why I have, you know, heightened sense of smell and hearing and why, you know, I just function seemingly different than everyone around me.
And,
so,
and I hear
yeah,
you think some things
so
are heightened. It's not a disadvantage in some ways, it's a heightened, but it does make a little more hypersensitivity to things.
Not unlike an empath,
by the way. An empath has a lot of that too, the heightened sensitivities. So it makes life a little harder because sometimes noises can be more disturbing. Things that other people might not notice could drive you nuts and, you know, make you agitated. But what I can see here is that it has a lot of positive, you know,
yes,
your traits that you have.
Me.
I'm not seeing it as such a negative in these cards. It kind of looks like, now I'm aware of what I have. I can work on it, and I could sometimes cut myself some slack when I realize, okay, that's what it is. But, you know, it seemed like you had a soulmate connection with this person. So are you mourning for the ending of the relationship? Because it's painful when a relationship ends that was deep.
No. And I guess, you know, they say it's such a stereotypical misconception, but they, you know, they often say some people with autism, you know, they don't have empathy. But the reality is that I believe, at least I know for myself, you know, I believe people with autism are extremely empathic, so much so that their mind or soul has to compensate by compartmentalizing the emotions so deeply within themselves that they aren't able to express it outwardly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because what you describe your symptoms of your autism is empathy, okay, is it being an empath. And empaths are hypersensitive and, you know, and exactly the way you described it. And, you know, with the ending of this relationship, you know, mourn for it, though. Feel it deeply. And, you know, if you're destined for another soulmate. You would want a partner that, you know, you'll understand yourself a little better, too. So enjoy this time when you're by yourself to get to know who you are within the context of understanding what's going on. Again, until we're diagnosed with something, we don't know, like, why are we different from someone else or why is this like this or that like that. Now you have an understanding of it. It looks like you are creative as well. Do you do anything with your creativity?
Yeah, I'm self-taught classical pianist, you know, just music in general, singing as well. And
good.
I've,
that's a good outlet for you, too, your creativity. You mm-hmm. will be granted another soulmate, but a little bit of time of standing on your own 2 feet, processing what you've learned. Did you try to end that relationship without drama and trauma? Did you?
I've tried since years ago when I saw the signs, the red flags, because I typically see, you know, what's going to come up in an event or what's going to happen. And so I'm like, okay, before any issues begin, let's just end it here, you know, so that there's no emotional drama. So I tried many, many, many times. And I'm not mourning it. I feel like I understand that everyone has to do what is best for them, you know, and I was quite okay and contented with the fact that, you know, she may not be able to relate with me as well as we both would have liked. I'm okay with that, you know. I guess so, you know, it's not a big deal. I guess I'm more so, you know, I'm not really interested in looking for another relationship or a partner, but it was nice to try and gather some tips for in the event I do, you know.
Well, in the event you do, because you will, is right now spend time knowing who you are. It's a different way of looking at the world. A lot of what you described, your symptoms of it are not minuses. They can be pluses. They can just make you, like even having psychic abilities is an extreme mm-hmm. empath. I mean, certain noises or music will make me crazy. I have to leave a room. It's just too much for me. sorry, I have to leave. It will make me crazy. I remember years ago when, I don't know if anyone still remembers Grand Funk Railroad, but they were known for being loud. And I had to literally run like 4 blocks away from the concert to stop hearing it. It was so loud. It was going to make me crazy. So Some of the hypersensitivity goes along with psychic ability as well. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a good thing and it's sometimes not a good thing. But with you, focus on yourself. Career-wise, Looks like you should do well in the future, too. Do you have a chosen career at this point?
That's so funny. It looks like you're going into my entire life. I experience
here. Oh, yeah.
Here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're awesome. Kind of an easy read, okay? Like, your cards are very clear here.
Yeah, so. That makes sense. My aura is very open, if you will.
Right.
But, I don't know. I mean, right now, like I said, I used to work corporate, you know, I went to college for business administration. Like, I typically just always wanted to live this corporate lifestyle. But being a musician, I've been on television once, a national program, you know, doing my playing the piano.
Wow.
But it's cool. I guess I never did anything with it. And now I find myself in this amazing position where now knowing that I have autism, I can really be an advocate and what I feel is a better term, a bridge for people that are what we call neurotypical, which are people that don't have any mental or neurological conditions, and people that are neurodivergent, people that do have neurological conditions like ADHD, OCD, or autism spectrum disorder. So I'm really just, that's where I'm at now. I want to just stand in this position.
Well, when you find one of those people that doesn't have any of these, can you like tell me about the person? Because I'd like to know people.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? I know, right?
I'd like to meet one of those people, you know. But you're extremely articulate. And what I see for you, being that advocate, being that bridge, being that person who explains it, and again, you know, you have gifts, you know, that hypersensitivity is a gift. It can, you know, sometimes it feels like a curse as well, but it is a gift. And, you know, using it for your creativity, using that to be your career, and really it's, you know, you can educate people. You're very, very articulate. You speak very well. You have a great sense of humor, which makes it easier to also relate to people so that they can be educated. And you don't have any bad cards. You have a card that indicates a new source of income for you. And, you know, you have a lot of courage. Don't lose your courage. But the card I like is the card that represents at the end of your life, you're going to be a person who feels like he's accomplished everything he wanted.
Yes.
So, you know, that's what's showing here. Again, I'm glad that in some ways you're not, you know, frantically looking for love right now, because I think it's important for all of us to heal some of our issues and know who we are so that, you know what we can compromise on and what we can't. So that's what you're just knowing yourself. But there is another soulmate in the future. I don't think it's immediate. I don't even think you want it immediately. So the universe usually kind of goes along with our timing of things. And, you know, again, try to see if you can't use some of these skills that you have, you know, just to make your life better. And, you know, and again, the hypersensitivity, the way you described it, really as really the empaths experience all the time as well.
It's so wild. And it's not just my physical senses that are heightened. You know, I guess the more I assess myself and my mind and my experiences, the more I notice that the way I live is very similar to my puppy, my dog. And we respond to the same sounds. You know, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just,
well, do you love unconditionally like that puppy? Because that's,
of course.
I really,
yes.
That is like the best thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I do this with every person, ever since I was a child. I didn't know this was a symptom, you know, of autism, where they say they term it, it's phrased scientifically or clinically, a lack of social boundaries or, you know, or
okay, but I think unconditional love, we're going to keep that one, okay?
Yes. You know, I see it from a whole new perspective. I see all these negative, you know, clinical assignments, you know, to people, to the behavior and traits that autistic people display. And I'm like, that's not my experience, you know? It's just not my – and I know some – have many of those challenges, but as I say, I feel I've been blessed to have more of the rare traits of autism, which is hyperlexia, reading when you're 3, or talking and walking when you're 9 months old. Like I know I'm blessed in that capacity, you know. But you know,
remember,
and I want to use that
skill. Every case of autism is unique.
It's
a unique karma. Okay, depending upon a person's karma, it's unique. So that's why you have a unique blend. Every person does. The only expert on autism is the person, and perhaps their parents or someone that's raised them intimately, like their mother, is often the expert on the autism and knowing what a child can do and not do. But it's something that when you were reincarnating, you chose this to help you learn certain karmic lessons. And if you're openly loving unconditionally, I hope everyone catches whatever you have, okay? Because I hope it's a little bit contagious.
I try so hard to teach people. Like it's nothing. I go in the street, I see a homeless person, I see 100 people walking over, literally stepping over this homeless person. I'm like, I get so mad. I'm like, how, and I used to work corporate downtown Austin, Texas. So I didn't catch her name, but the producer or co-host, she was right. I'm in Texas right now. But I worked corporate downtown, and I would see all these people just walking, stepping over this homeless person or whatever. And I'm like, I cannot do that. And I get so mad, and I start kind of yelling at the people around me. I'm like, are you really just going to walk over? And I'm like, and then I call the police and the ambulance, and I just get super involved in things that I'm passionate about, like helping people. And I'm like, why can't everyone just be like this? And why am I a problem for being
that way?
Because
again, you feel the pain of others. You might want to do a little research on empaths, because you have a unique form of autism that has a lot of being an empath and healing other people's pain. And, you know, personally, I think people could benefit from knowing you, from you. I would love if you would be like a lecturer or a speaker, like if you would start doing that and,
yes.
you know, taking your show on the road and letting people hear and know what it's like. And
that makes sense.
Because, you know, that looks like a lot of your mission here. You could also, there's also a book that you could write.
Yes.
God would like
yes.
you to write
yes.
a book
yes.
here.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, right. Well, you're just confirming everything. So, you know, and this is more about confirmation because obviously most people with autism, they don't have lots of friends. They are stuck with themselves, so they know themselves best. And you've just confirmed it. So that's a testament to your skill in as a psychic and the work that you do, too. So
and
thank you.
Call in again to us because you know, I think our
yeah.
listeners got a lot of benefit from hearing from you. And you just brought some nice light and love and positive energy that lifted, I think, all of our listeners. And it is contagious what you have. So keep spreading
Yay.
It and spreading the love and, you know, and never and keep on making sure you don't walk over homeless people, okay? Like
yes,
know,
I won't. I can't.
Made my heart break, you know. made my heart
well,
break.
Thank you. I
well,
want you to
well,
get to the
you.
Other callers. I appreciate
okay.
you.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye for
Bye.
Now. Now, Nicole, are you there, darling?
I am here, of
Didn't
course.
You
now,
love
how adorable
him?
Is he?
Didn't you just love him? I just
he's
loved him.
He's not adorable.
Him. I just loved him. I want to take him home. He's so sweet. He's so sweet. Take him and his puppy. You know, I think we should
oh
spread a little
God.
Of that kind of joy. And isn't it
Absolutely.
Interesting, like, when we don't know what's wrong with us, sometimes, you know, it's perfectly, you know, normal for what's wrong with you. But if, and, you know, meanwhile, it should have been diagnosed when he was younger or whatever, but usually it's people finally diagnose themselves with things. But once you kind of know what it is, it's like, oh, okay. It's, you know, this is something I can learn from, grow from, and actually can be a good thing. So
yeah,
that was wonderful.
Because you know what? Once you know, like, the cause, like, you know, you got to think of it this way. It's almost like watching an episode of House, if anybody's ever seen that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's only so much you can do to treat a symptom. You know, before things just continue to get worse and worse and worse. The idea is that not to treat the symptoms, but to figure out what these symptoms are so that you can treat the actual illness, because that's the only way to get better. So I think that the lack of knowing and the lack of understanding of what the root cause was is sometimes more debilitating than what you actually could have. You know,
oh, yeah.
But I think that just having a label for it and having a name for it and saying, okay, this is what this is. This is why this is. This has been what's going on. Now I can treat the illness, not the symptom. You know, and that I think is you know is probably a better way to do it. You know, is a better way to think about it. You know. Listen, not that there's anything you know wrong with anybody. I don't want it to be like oh you know like a disease or whatever, like autism or anything like that. You know, I don't mean for it to sound that way. It's just an analogy. You know, it's simply that you know you have to treat the root cause of anything. You know, whether it's a feeling or a disorder or a disease or whatever else, you got to get to the root of it so that you can get better, you know, and that is the same with anything that you do. You know, I mean, if you're depressed, you have to get to the root cause of that depression. You can't just say, oh, yeah, well, it's A, B, and C. No, because if those are symptoms of the depression, then you got to get to the root cause of it. So I think that you can definitely see that he felt a little bit of relief. You know, knowing and understanding what it is. And, you know, he's very, very willing and able to move forward now that he knows what he knows. And I think that that's the most important thing.
Oh, of course. And I remember as a child not knowing why I couldn't know what certain colors were, although I could see every color, not every shade, and being smart enough
yeah.
in kindergarten to be able to read and ask people what colors were supposed to be, memorize the sky is blue, read on a crayon blue. But when after about 3 months, you know, crayons in school, they have no labels after 3 months. All of a sudden, I look stupid again because I can't read it. And I was already overcompensating for something. And it was such a relief when I was like in maybe third or fourth grade when it was diagnosed that, oh, okay, it's not that I'm stupid. It's not, I couldn't understand why I didn't know what color it was. Do you know what I mean? It was just like, why don't I know that? And so when I realized, well, you can't know it, it was so liberating for me. I mean, that, okay, I understand something now that used to kind of drive me crazy. So
absolutely,
getting labels of things, knowing what we are, but also many things are pluses. I mean, I think, you know, when you're psychic, sometimes you have certain senses not as good as other people, so that your psychic ability can be greater. So it's all, like, good in the long run. You know, the universe sort of makes us perfect other skills. When, you know, when you're deficit in one thing, you learn to perfect other skills. Well, we do have Debbie Tony, and let's see what Debbie Tony has to say before we close up our show.
Of course, we've got about 5 minutes left. So here we go out to Debbie Tony. Hello,
hi,
Debbie
guys.
Tony.
Hi, Debbie Tony. How are you doing?
I'm great. He was amazing. I'm just going to say it.
And
you
know,
horrible,
love
right?
His energy? Didn't you just love his energy?
And he's so focused, and he knows who he is. How many people do you know that have something like autism? They're so smart, they're so different, and he's so psychic, and he's not crazy, and all the things people label people that have any ability. Because it's not really a disability if you make it towards a positive. And I could see him changing the world now, and just so easy to see that. It's like, that's his path. It's just so clear. To me, his path is so clear. I'm like, okay, next, my path, same thing.
I go listen to him for 2 hours. When you go talk, I'll listen, you know.
And he's got talent, and it's like, okay, that's what I want to do. I want to help people on a bigger level. This is not enough. I've helped a lot of people here in my life for 20 years teaching, but I feel like I want to do more. It's not enough, and I have that calling now, and I need a clearer path. It feels like I have a muddied path right now. I'm not sure. But everything you told me is coming true because I'm so busy right now. I have 2 more funerals tomorrow. I'm singing at church. I wasn't doing that before. Your plays are taking off. I'm doing that now. It's like I'm busier than I've been in a long time. Thank God.
Right,
I'm not
and I'm going to share
anymore.
Our little story with no rest for a
yes,
soul
please.
That I wrote for Ben, who was the lead in my play Angels, Mice, and Men, and he was an Emmy Award winning actor, and he killed himself last December. This December, and I wrote that play for him. And in my 25 plus years, I think it's more 40 years now, 40 years of being a playwright, I never got instant responses the way I get from that play. And people just are moved by it and answer within 5 or 10 minutes of it coming to them. And I realize it's probably Ben helping from the other side, getting people to read it, hear it. And I just think it's amazing how people from the other side just try to help us. And I think he's in gratitude for the fact that I dedicated Angels, Mice, and Men, which has just been published and now ready to out on the presses, to him. I think, you know, and I felt his presence very strongly in writing the script and you know, and now. So there's the veil between the two worlds is very, very thin right now. And, you know, just everyone, this is not supposed to be a time where we don't do anything. It was a pause for a while, COVID, but now it's reset, choose again, and follow your dreams. Make them happen.
Yep.
Find different ways. Reinvent yourself. I mean, every day in the newspaper, they're having people that had restaurants. Now they can't have their restaurants, really. So in their little restaurants, they have the takeout food and the little, like, specialty store, you know, groceries that you could buy in there. Like, reinvent it a little bit now.
Mm.
Do what you can, but keep going forward. And, you know, I'm so glad with the energy of Dionysus on the show today, because I just felt it was kind of a contagious energy of love coming through that, insurging us and letting everyone know that, okay, if you have lemon, let's make a lemonade from it. And and that's what we need. Just go forward. And I'm so glad he called in. I'm always glad to hear from all our callers tonight. And, of course, Debbie Tony, who I just love, and Debbie Tony is another COVID survivor, and who I emailed, how are you? I have a lot of clients sick right now. Most of them are doing good. They're getting through it. And it helps just to have that little connections with people. Find, you know, if they have it, let us know. We'll send you love and prayers. And this has been, you know, a year, and it will be another trying year, but 2022, roaring 20s. Who wants to design flapper dresses with me so we can all wear them in 2022?
Oh, my God, I love that style. But just to point out, today is 1-21-21. Did I miss the beginning of the show? Did you talk about that? I'm sorry.
No, but it is 1-21-21.
I mean, that has to have some numerology, like massive meaning.
And, of course, our show is on that date, of course.
Of course.
And,
so
you know,
what does that mean?
it kind of just means we're in divine timing. That I think the most divinely timed message came from Dionysus of unconditional love and empathy and caring and, you know, not walking away from someone that you see needs help, you know, being there and having compassion for people. So I think we'll end our show on let's have a week of empathy and compassion and unconditional love and spread it everywhere we go.
Because I'm good.
That's what the world needs more than anything. So, you know, we're at the end of our show before they knock us off, you know, and knock us out because all of a sudden we're off the air here.
Well,
you know?
I love being
so
with you guys.
And we love having Thursday night with our, you know, our friends, our clients, and new listeners because it keeps us connected and. You know, again, a big shout out to Nicole because she has been doing this since 2008 with no pay, no money, every week for 13 years. So
I took a couple days off in between there, though.
All right, but so few and far between that it's not funny. So, you know, we just, you know, we need her. Like, for instance, since I couldn't sign on tonight, if she wasn't there, what a disaster. I would have had, like, a breakdown. All I have to do is get to the phone. Nicole will man the ship, and I'll figure it out afterwards.
I'm driving this thing.
She's got the ship steering for me, and that's always what I need, you know, for sure. With a little help from our friends. Well, we'll all speak next week, and thank you for sharing your stories with us. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Cindy.
Bye. Love you all. Bye.